Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we're again grateful that we're here in your presence, but there's that which we know from our hearts that we desire above all else at this time is a newer sobriety and respect for your word, Lord, knowing that your word is infallible. You gave it in an infallible manner. You vindicated it to us. And so therefore it's very serious and sober. Everything that we hear is for a purpose. It's your word, Lord. We believe that. We don't believe it as we ought to believe it. But, Lord, we want to believe it as we ought to believe it, Lord. If our wanting really is what you want, Lord, we don't know everything. And we don't pretend to come to the place, Lord, where we'll be as your prophet. But, Lord, there is a place for your people. And we pray that whether we are moved by emotions or what it is, that we will just believe you, Lord, that you'll take us with your word to that position we should be in, even as your prophet said, when the bride knows her position, knows who she is, knows her mate, those various things, deep things and secrets of God, there'll be a rapture. We believe that's true, Lord. We want to be a part of it. So may we attend your word tonight with that in our hearts and minds. Give us the understanding, Lord, that we know it's your spirit that's going to do it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Now, we're looking at number 28 tonight in Satan's Eden. And because we won't be taking much of a recap or a prelude, preface, just want to mention to you that what we'll be reading will seem on the surface as actually superficial, because so many people are so holy and spiritual minded they don't have a clue that the prophet speaking is just the same as God speaking to the people, and that when a scribe such as John and even Luke, the beloved physician, sat down to pen what he penned, he was given that by God with perfect recall, and there is no word of God that is void of power. And the church has certainly come to the place of not only perfidy and undoneness, but complete and total powerlessness because of substituting the revealed word of God for those traditions. So you have to remember that as we look back, like to last Sunday, on page 29, where Brother Branham emphatically uses the word perverted, referring to how Satan took the word of God and perverted it. Now, the word to pervert means to overturn or corrupt, which causes the leading astray by wrong instructions of the person who takes it. So when Satan perverted the word of God, he caused Eve to go astray, and then she, of course, led the downfall of the human race. So the word pervert means to overturn or corrupt, which then causes the person taking those instructions to be a perverted person. Now, we think in terms of perverting something, there's also a noun as well as a verb, and that noun, of course, is pervert, which has usually the meaning of a sexual deviant, person who deviates sexually. And you'll see that in here as we go along. Brother Branham links the two together. And you'll notice also that Brother Branham speaks of this perversion coming forth in the fashions of men and women, where he previously said that Satan was the fashioner of Eve. I think he said that in Marriage and Divorce. So, all right, in speaking of Satan's kingdom, or his Eden, which is a complete perversion, which lets you to know something was right in the first place and is now wrong in the second place. So, looking at the seed of God that was planted, and God looked down upon it, finding everything good. It will have to come back to that place of goodness, which indeed it will. And, of course, the seed of the serpent can only wax more and more in the likeness of the enemy, until it brings what is a perfect perversion and a perfect unrighteousness, wherein God will bring forth a perfect righteousness. Okay, reading then on page 20, and just taking paragraph 79, because we dealt extensively with the other, and just repeating this, perverted from innocence. Don't miss this now. The church has long been existing with this lust veil. Notice what it has done to her. It has perverted her from innocence to knowledge. The holy veil, she was innocent, or under the holy veil, she was innocent. With the lust veil, she is knowledge. She knows it is pleasant. She knows what it does. See, it is a fruit, a tree to be desired, making one wise. She is perverted from innocence to knowledge, from holiness to filth and lust, and from life to death. Now, you'll notice in here he's using the word innocence, and then he's talking about knowledge. Well, a person that doesn't have knowledge of a certain thing is surely innocent, even if something went wrong. Because you'll find in the law you are an accessory before the fact, according to the fact, or after the fact. And that depends then upon a knowledge, something that you know. And Brother Branham is stating here that this woman, by picking up what she did not know before, and that knowledge would have to be something which is wrong concerning that which is there, because Satan neither can create nor does he have a word of his own. It must be something that he has worked on, and working on it, he takes it from without the framework of what God had placed here and the conditions under which God had placed it, because everything is of God, it is from God, it is to God, and one time in the future it will come back according to the revealed and revered plan of God. So what you're looking at here then is Satan very cleverly crafting after God in such a way as to annul that which God wishes and desires for his preeminence. So he says she is innocent. And you're looking at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and innocence is good. It's good. We think of innocence in children. But we realize that that innocence can soon go to a knowledge, a participation of an evil thing, and then we see that that is very, very bad for the little individual. So Brother Branham lets us know here that it was this tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst that God had allowed there. In other words, Satan was able to pervert the things of the Lord. So he uses this word all the way through, showing the perversion, taking that which is right. Because in every single instance, as we read from here on, you're going to find what is right for one is not right for the other. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So, looking at what the woman did, and of course, this is a sexually oriented passage, as Brother Branham brings it out, speaking of the fruit tree and all. You can see here, as we look at the end time problem, as I brought it up successively in almost every single sermon, we have come to the complete harvest of what was sowed in the garden. And this is a terrible condition and must lead finally to death, which we see, if AIDS is what they say it is, it supersedes the Black Plague, making it like a Sunday school picnic. All right, now, she is perverted from innocence to knowledge. In other words now, a perversion of the individual has set in because of the knowledge which has been released and received. All right, what if the wrong knowledge is here in the church? We have a perverted church. You say, Brother Vail, we're nice people. Like so-and-so, you're nice people. You're perverts. Now, people don't want to accept that. You think they'll accept that any place but a place where they really know the truth because they know they're not perverts? Well, you got to try and preach this to the Methodist Church, your Baptist Church, some other church. You young people, listen to me, because you're coming down the road and you're growing up and you're growing from your innocence to knowledge. And believe me, you will die the same as the elders. You haven't got anything to look forward to as though I'm a special person. There's none of you special. Not adult, one adult here and not one child. There is nobody special. Let's understand that flat. There is none righteous, no, not one. They have all gone out of the way. And putting aside the righteousness of God, they've attempted to establish their own righteousness. And it says, all our righteousness fadeth as a leaf. What leaf? The fig leaves that they tried to make aprons of. No covering before Almighty God. She is perverted from innocence to knowledge, from holiness to filth and lust, and from life to death. And then Brother Branham says, paragraph 80, this kingdom has to die. What kingdom? Satan's kingdom. This kingdom shall die. The God of heaven shall destroy it from the face of the earth. And yet God himself says he'll destroy those that destroy the earth. So you can see God is not going to destroy the earth. He's going to destroy them on the earth. And people try to tell you, you know, this soft stuff about God's love. You better not believe this junk about God's love. You better believe his word. Notice in this perversion, it has become... Now notice, I like Brother Branham's language. You notice the progression. Brother Branham was a preacher of progression. The word of God is a book of progression. In other words, from seed time to harvest spells progression. Notice in this perversion, this wrong thing, this wrong utilization of what was there, the wrong meaning and terminology. Now watch what happened from back there. It has become from a man to a woman and from a woman to a man and don't know it. So Brother Branham is stating a principle here, and I'm very happy that Brother Branham died. I wouldn't want him back for tens of billions of dollars. Because he merely talked about you and I are seeing. He never lived to see what he talked about. He is talking about women and men losing their sexual identity because they lost their spiritual identity. Now, if you think that isn't true, just be my guest. I don't care. You're just living stupid. Behind a stupid veil. Like the politicians and the preachers. They don't want to recognize it and pin it down that God said destroy utterly the Canaanites. And if they don't do it, God will do it. So don't talk to me about your super righteous humility and tenderness and love and all that stuff. Because you ain't going to have a prayer at the end time. Because you're going to tell God, oh God, don't do it. You don't believe, do you, Brother Brandon said God's going to destroy every germ. Why should God destroy every germ? I caught you right in the eyes, didn't you, that one? Oh, the prophet, he used, you know, he's a supercilious. Was he? And why do you believe anything at all? Why believe anything? A very good product of Satan's Eden, the incompatibility of the male with his maleness, and the woman with her femininity. Very good product of Satan's Eden, if you watch the streets. And notice our modern people. Complete perversion of sexes. Now notice how he begins to point it out. We'll see that. And this is where people aren't going to like it. Notice, it was Eve that Satan used to make Adam sin by her power of lust. She entered into Satan's desire to know, that is to say, not just a matter of knowing, but the ability to take what is there and misinterpret and mishandle it. To take it out of the framework of the mind of God and to put it into another framework. How often have I used the expression, the word must be kept within the framework of the word, which is rightly dividing the word of truth. She was used by Satan. If she was used by Satan, and that started it, she is used by Satan now. Therefore, It will not be, and let's get this flat, the manipulative, brutal strength and forces of a man that does this. It'll be the woman. This isn't going to come from men slapping women around. Though they have no right to do it. And that doesn't show maleness. That shows stupidity. Because today any woman can get a Uzi and she can cut your head off with a few bullets. Maybe you got it coming to you. I want you to notice the picture. Brother Branham distinctly said this happened back there when woman used a certain knowledge which was available, and it was perverted because it was. That's where bestiality started, though he was so close to a man. And it ends with bestiality because God will never destroy the righteous with the wicked. It'll be a complete crop of serpent seed, and don't you believe otherwise. You've got no right to think otherwise, because even the foolish virgin are removed off the scene by death. Satan used Eve. Now the same, doing the same thing today. Now here's Eve. Notice, bobbed hair, painted faces, sexually dressed. Women, I don't understand you. Some of you are blind. Why do you think your little girls tie certain knots in their skirts and have certain arrows up and down in the skirts? Always I understood an arrow indicated a certain door or entrance or something. Now I'm hitting you tonight because you're not listening. And I will not stand in the white throne not having delivered my soul. And I'm not yelling and shouting. It's not going to get your attention, but I watch you. And you husbands, where are you? If my wife dared to do what some of you women are doing, we'd have it out. Before God, we'd have it out. You better believe it. I'm not running you down here. You watch your girls. You're responsible. And you men, you're responsible. You wives will never stand responsible to your husbands. But you husbands will be responsible to your wives. And you wives that don't understand, you're in trouble. That goes for my wife. We've had our fights and don't think we don't. You bet your sweet life. You watch your step. We're before the white throne. And I've told you time and time again. I may never tell you again. That'll be your tough luck. You've always heard this sermon read it with, you know, Brother Branham. He's a little bit flaky, you know. He went a little too far, that hillbilly. Because he had thus saith the Lord. So he made a show of it. Did he? Do you think my God, who claims he's honest, who doesn't lie, who doesn't change, would ever have backed him up again? He'd have done with him as he did to Balaam. Let him die in battle. Fighting the cause of God. Balaam died fighting Israel. She does that. And doesn't know that every one of those things is contrary to the Word of God. Go ahead. Brother Branham gave a lot of leeway. But I'm going to tell you, he tucked the hem of the skirt in just right. People still don't want it. Why? Why? What makes preachers despair whose wives will not lower their heels? What's the matter with you? Yeah, I'm not fussing. I'm just asking questions. Look, you know I love you. God knows I love you. And I've proved it year after year. I'm not trying to prove anything any longer. Do what you want. Because it's over mighty quick. It's getting over mighty quick. I think the tide has run out. And you're seeing what's happened to the oil slicks and everything coming up on our beaches. She does that. She doesn't know that every one of these things is contrary to the word of God. To cut her hair, to makes her dishonor woman. A prostitute. To wear shorts, puts her in disgrace. Put sexy dresses on, makes her a prostitute. I didn't say it. God's word said it. So that's Brother Branham. Well, if he's not God's word today, then Lee Bale is the stupidest preacher that says he believes this message, because I believe this is literally the Bible, and I go here to this book and back it up when I can find every single thing the man said. I'm ordained to find it, and I've done it. You can still might like the preaching and not the preacher. I don't give rip anymore. As long as you like the word, that doesn't bother. From there on, I'm out of the picture. I'm not trying to rap. I'm just telling you. Put on sexy dress and makes a prostitute. She doesn't know it. Now listen, not because of the holiness of God, but because of the lust of Satan. Now my Bible tells me right here, the very same thing. A woman types to church and she's wretched, miserable, naked and blind and doesn't know it. Now I saw a girl one day. Yeah. On North Main. I think it was. But yeah, right in there. Where the old liberal market was. And she had her skirt cut plumb up in front to where you'd have to turn your head in a hurry that you couldn't see as high as possible. I know she had panties on. And she was with a man, never mind too much about him. But evidently he was her lover, her pimper, God knows what. That woman didn't start that way. She ended that way. One day she was a little girl like your little girls. And one day she grew like you women grew. And the church grew. And she showed on that street exactly what she was and what she is. And so does Hollywood, and so does the TV, and so do the shows, and so do everything else. Not because of the holiness of God, but because of the lust of Satan. In other words, what was in her heart, what activated her. And Brother Branham distinctly says, and he's true, that the soul is the nature of the spirit, though the language is very, very poor. He continued by saying, giving it an atmosphere, which is very correct. What was in that person's soul? What is in the soul of the church? What has God into women? What has God into men? Look. Isaiah, the 14th chapter, tells you Satan. And this is his pattern. This is he. And this is what he will do when he gets a hold of somebody else. He will put that person in that same frame of mind that he has, giving that person a mindset. Okay, church, you need a mindset. The church is woman. The Bible, as Brother Branham said, is God, is male, because the Word became flesh. We'll read it. I was hoping I'd get through tonight, the next 5 pages. Give me the next 10 nights, we'll get through. Okay. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground which is the weak of the nation? Now you know the son of the morning puts him right alongside of Jesus Christ. So here is a tricky, illegitimate son of God. By creation, not by birth. He is a bastard because he could not take correction. Hebrews 12. I'm not cussing. I'm just telling you out of Hebrews 12. Look at him. Thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. He already was there. In other words, I'm going to take the Holy of Holies by storm. I'll exalt my throne above the stars of God. I'll sit upon the mount of the congregation. Side note, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I'll be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. And Ezekiel 28 says, thou wast in Eden. This one gave Eve a mindset. Said, Brother Bale, a mindset?
Have you ever let a cookie get in the front of your little kid? Sweet little kid likes sweet little cookies. And one look at that cookie gets a mindset. Mama, mama, daddy has the cookie. Daddy has the cookie. Kid's got a mindset. You people today, you know what I'm talking about. My wife knows too. We get a mindset over an ice cream cone. Just start thinking. Mindset. Eve got the devil's mindset. Right in the presence of the tree of life, in the presence of God, in the very Eden of God, she got a mindset. Now, I'm hitting on the negative, but you know I'm talking also positive. What about the true bride with the mindset? You're going to change her. Once Eve opened her mind, she had to bear Satan's child. You say, I don't believe it. You don't read the Bible. Eve had a choice. She blew it. She had the choice between two mindsets. The people in this message have a choice between mindsets. I've watched it. The mindset denies that. You say, Brother Vail, they don't. Don't Brother Vail me. I can show you by the Word of God. You are a liar, and the truth is not in you. Now, you contradict me. I said many times, stand beside me. Take your Bible. I challenge you. Because I know just exactly where to turn under the conditions. Mindset. Listen, she causes her Adam to lust for her. What did she do? She wouldn't have to do very much because Adam is Adam and a male is a male. All she would need to do would be to make him aware of his sexuality above what he presently was knowledgeable concerning. Oh, is that what that feeling was? Go back when you were a little tiny kid, boys. Little girls do the same thing. Where'd those feelings come from? Did God give Adam hormones after? Did he have hormones before? I talk blunt, I care less. She causes her Adam to lust for her. She took off the clothes that God dressed her in back in Eden for her journey through the wilderness. Now he's talking of two times, back there and now, of the Adam today and the Eve today. And the clothes for the wilderness were skins, giving the church something very tough to walk into the wilderness, because every son of God and every daughter is tried. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. She took them off. She stripped herself down when God had wrapped her all over in skins. She has begun to shave a little off each time. Now she is back to where she was at the beginning. That's no clothes at all. Now she has got her Adam to wearing her underclothes. Now there's where people think, well, Brother Branham sure blew at that one. He sure messed up there. Because let's face it, bless God, there's nothing wrong with a guy wearing shorts, isn't there? And why'd he say it? For land's sake, he said enough now. Why add that? A man put on those little sissy-looking shorts. That's walking shorts, of course, not your shorts. You got different kinds of shorts. You got the tighter ones. You got the boxer shorts. It all depends who, whether you're married or single, and how old you are, which kind you wear. That's statistics. So I'm not. If I'm embarrassed, you said you better get over being embarrassed. That's statistical. And you can pick it up almost any paper. And you're no dumber than I am, and no smarter. You can read the same as I can. Hey. She got Adam wearing her underclothes. A man put on the little sissy-looking shorts and get out here in the public. I don't think there's much man to him. He is the biggest sissy I know of. See, she's got her perverted Adam to act like her. See, wearing her underclothes, She saw what she could do out yonder when she took off all her clothes, but her underneath ones, and that's the shorts, of course, and that's a woman's underclothes. So Brother Bram's not talking about males dressing underwear that tight. He's talking about the fact going out in public, and a man going out in his shorts could be in danger of being called exposed by the law. And they could pick him up. Okay. You know something? There's an old ad, and it's still in the papers. Clothes make the man. It's right. The prophet said so. I didn't write this stuff, believe me. I'm just reading it. She saw what she could do out yonder when she took off all her clothes, but her underneath ones, that's the shorts, of course, that's the ones underneath clothes. And here her Adam is wearing them now, which according to God's original word, is an abomination woman to put on a garment that pertains to man, and a man puts on a garment that pertains to woman from the original word. Think of it. Now, right here, a person can say, where do you see where the Bible said at the same time it said a woman putting on a man's clothes? What do you think? Isn't it vice versa? Certainly it is. And here her Adam is wearing them now. See? 85. Now, he now wears her bangs also. Now, poor old Brother Branham, he just saw part of that. He combs them down and puts a curler in them. Some of the most sickly sights I've ever seen in my life is some of those kids out here today with their bangs combed down like this and colored bleached hair with some kind of peroxide something and bleach in it and rollers and curlers and it makes bangs. You big sissy. That's a horrible thing to say from the pulpit. Then I sure got a bad problem because I say worse than that. But judging against the house of God, you don't even know whether you're a man or a woman. In other words, males are losing their identity and women also. Otherwise, why are there homosexuals when the homing instinct of a male is to a female and a female to a man? And they claim the third race or sex is going to be the big one. And everybody is championing that filth. And the schools and the churches are causing everybody to lose their identity. They just want one common blah. They blame the communists. Come on, I know what the communists said. We're going to have a tea-colored race. The blacks will marry whites. Then they'll marry the reds, then they'll marry the browns, and then they'll marry the yellows, and the whole thing is going to be tea-colored. What do you do now since the commies have lost their punch? Why, the church has taken over. So now we're losing our identity. We're losing our race. We're losing our identity. We're losing everything that God did. You don't even know whether you're a man or woman. And I understand the United States Army is coming up next in shorts. Actually, they had them already. That is right. See, she does it. That is right. See what the perversion is? It's a woman's clothes. Where's her bangs? The other day I was in Howard Johnson. Not one of this one here, but the road going out back yonder. I stood in amazement. Here come a little boy along, his mouth open. He had a dark hair and combed it over this way, put a roller in, curled up on top of his eyes. In other words, he could, you know, kind of look up, you know, like, what is that? What was that? That wasn't, who was that? Veronica Lake, you know? I don't know. It's way before your time. What would you guys know? Anyway, they got him just as stupid. And put a roller curled around the top of his eyes, looking out the top of his eyes, going around. If ever I saw a perversion. But that boy wouldn't believe it, that he was perverted. He could prove maybe he was a male. Now watch. But in spirit, he is a female. Now, where does the spirit get its aura? From the soul. Then he's got a perverted soul. You tell me a child of God is going to be contrary to this when that's thus saith the Lord? Look, take that thing, spit on it, tramp on it, defecate on it, burn it. You might as well if you disagree. It's just that simple. I know people think I go over the top with that. Oh, I know Lee Bale, you know, he majors the mind, man, yeah. He shoots, I shoot my face off. Yes, I rant and I rave. Yes, I do. Catch me off this word, you Branhamites. Let's see. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. He doesn't know which side of the house he belongs on. That is right. How perverted. This is what Satan does. He perverts the nations. He perverts the church. He perverts the people. He's a deceiver, a perverter of the original truth. Like this kid claims, well, he says, I'm a real child of God. Doesn't matter what I wear and how I act. Be perverted. Doesn't know which side he's on. He's on the devil's side and doesn't know it. And I'm talking now in type. He perverts people. He's a deceiver, a perverter of the original truth. So, if God's children are part of that truth, that's one thing he wants to do is pervert those children. And he started doing it by the interjection of the human race. Until only one man was left before the flood, Noah, one man without animal genes. And there's nobody since that time on except Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, no, none of them. Moses, no. God made a man a man. He made a woman, and he dressed them different. He categorically stated that God separated the feminine from the masculine, and he put the masculine in one body, and he put the feminine in the other body, and he said they could come together, they would be one flesh, but he never said they would ever become one spirit, because the Word of God would deny it. Paul the Apostle said, oh man, who do you think you are? Think you can win your wife? And he said, oh wife, who do you think you are? You can win your husband, because it ain't necessarily so. But the man is responsible for the woman. Let's say what you want about him. I'm glad because Christ is responsible for us. Once feminine, one masculine. He separated Adam in the Garden of Eden, and they did this, separated Eve from him. Now he wears her bangs. She cuts her hair like his, and he tries to wear his like her. She wears his outside clothes. He wears her inside clothes. Now that sounds sacrilegious. Actually, it means stupid. Not sacrilegious, sounds stupid. Why God looks on the heart? What does it matter? Well, the blood cleanses. I thought you had to walk in the light before the blood cleansed. Amen. And what are you trying to string me for? If you think I don't know chapter 3 of John and chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews, you bet I do. You bet I do. I don't know it too well. You see, you even condemn. I could condemn myself. Certainly I condemn myself. This is true. But Brother Man said, let God be true and every man a liar. He said, I better not try to divorce him, but he can do what he wants with me. Big difference. Now, but I don't mean it that way. It's absolute truth. If you don't know it, then there's something wrong with you. Well, Brother Branham got too big for his pants because he had thus said the Lord. And really, a lot of us folk got it too. You see what I'm trying to tell you? They don't have a clue to what we're talking about. They don't have one inkling, one iota. When we talk about vindication, God, His Word, the prophet, the presence, they don't have one iota. Church, smarten up and get this. You still think maybe you're back under some other preacher. You're under Lee Vale here. At least you say you are. You better forget what you heard elsewhere, because it ain't going to do you no good. You say, what do you know, Brother Vale? I know the Word of God, and I'm proving it. If you've got some other ideas, that's your business. I don't stand for you. No. You stand with the other guy. You wonder why I don't want people running in here, people hearing other people's tapes? The minute you do, without my permission, don't you dare come and ask me one question. I'm teaching from this that answers the question. They don't need to be asked. If they're being asked, they're going to be answered. Not by Lee Vale. No, every ho-ho. No, 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 no. But by Brother Branham, the prophet of God. You're either blind, or never been on the streets. And she thinks, and he thinks it is right. They're getting along somewhere. In other words, it's all come together. Women say, well, it's so hot. Those old Apache Indians out yonder would make you ashamed of yourself. The more heat they get, the more clothes they put on. Keep the sun off. You know what it is? It's thin layers of cloth make insulation. That's what he's talking about. Makes you sweat so you can have an air conditioner as they walk. They stand right on the sun. You couldn't stand anything. You would blister and burn. But you see, it's what they call higher education. Modern science has produced this. Well, bless God, I don't care if the Bible says, I feel real good with hardly any clothes on. my bond, and my little bikini, my little G-string, because that's all it is. Europe, where the pillar of fire, according to Dr. Herb Frank, said has returned, have new beaches like crazy. We don't have so many here. You're from Norway. You know what Norway's like. Old Madsen Bose said himself 30 years ago. He said they'd arrest you in America for what we see in the store windows in Sweden. Pillar fire return hogwash. They threw the word away in Europe. They died or they got a few believers. Difficult. Difficult. Oh my, there she is in Laodicea and don't know it. She was naked in Eden. See the two kingdoms alike? One is a sin and death. The other life and righteousness. In there she was veiled with the holy veil. They were both naked. They didn't know it. They didn't know anything about it because they're veiled with the Spirit of God. In other words, they were not veiled with a passion that was wrong, though good to begin with, but would be used in a wrong manner. Veiled with God's Spirit. Okay. That sounds rough, doesn't it? But I'm a positive preacher. Positively mean? No. Oh, no. Positively good. Let me prove it to you. And good to you. Let me go to Revelation chapter 22. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is in hand. What time is in hand? When he comes quickly with his reward. The unsealing of the book that was sealed in Revelation 10 and 4. He that is unjust will be unjust still at this particular time of that prophet and those angels. He that's filthy is filthy still. He that's righteous, righteous still. He that's holy, holy still. And behold, I will come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give a man according to his work should be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Get this flat. I'm the one that was in Eden. And don't you forget it. And I'm back here now to reestablish my Eden. Blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life. Naked, clothed with the holy veil, they were in the presence of the tree of life. Thus it will be again at the end time. Not if you turn this down. Not if you take your clothes off and act as though they're on. Not if you think you're a male and you act like a woman. No, it's up to you. And male is not some macho geek that slugs women and rapes and pillages and cusses and drinks and dopes as though he's somebody. He is a complete jerk. And you young girls, watch. You don't go with one of those jerks or get near him. I've warned you time after time. I won't come to your defense. There's no way. You get behind this word, that's your defense. I said, amen. That struck a note right there with the Spirit of God. You understand? Get behind this word. Make this your defense and your plea. Like Brother Branham said, under the time of the Exodus. Why, he said, Moses, the blood's there. And he said, a voice cried, come on, Millie, come on out to the dance. He said, hold it, I'm under the blood. I believe in Moses. I believe in the sacrifice. I believe in applying the token. The life is in the Word. She got behind the Word. See? Now, at the end time, back to the veil of God. 90. And here they're veiled with lust. Revelation 3:17. Completely veiled to their condition. Wretched, miserable, blind, and don't know it. In fact, they're boasting. Rich, increased in goods. Don't lack a thing. Hallelujah. Millions now living will never die. You watch my smoke as I get out of here. I'll watch their smoke as they don't get out of here. Not that I'm happy about it. They look at one another. See, Adam could look at Eve. She didn't know she's naked. But now she has this lust veil. She doesn't realize she's naked. That's the end time church. And she does it under this lust veil. But she does on this lust veil to make men look at her. It is the only thing she can do it for. Well, big mouth, you had thus said the Lord, you had a big ministry, so you had to blow it, didn't you? Are we like the Pentecostals? Might not sound like I got much love. Maybe I don't, but I got the word. That's good enough. You need to worry two bits about love, brother, sister. You don't need to worry about anything, life, death, or anything else. Because if you ain't got the word, you ain't got it, period.
Right.
That's thus saith the Lord. Now, you can either throw it in the garbage, or you can stay with it. I got the choice, same as you got. She does it because she wants men to look at her. It is the only thing she can do it for. You don't believe that. But you do it anyhow. A man looks. When he found out you got so much attention or attraction till he came around and put some of your clothes on himself. Now, that may sound a little sarcastic, but it's very true. In other words, women begin to flaunt their bodies and men begin to flaunt theirs because they realize, hey, if she looks good to me undressed, I could pretty well look good to her if I'm undressed. If I expose myself just the right amount to get away with it, while she exposes herself, that brings up the chemistry. And if you think it doesn't, you're stupid. Do you realize I talked to a homosexual who didn't want to be one? He gave me my first introduction to magazines which are homosexually oriented. And they were sold in all the newsstands. And they're there as weightlifters and men that are naked. And he said, this does to me what a woman would do to you. Tell him the truth, Pete. I'll give you the guy's name if you want and go down and see him. Not as though he didn't believe me. Women, do men turn you on? Men, do women turn you on? Give me the conditions. Well, you see, even the French knows a woman is sexier when she doesn't take all her clothes off. Yeah, listen, I'm not a girly magazine or a men's magazine or somebody up here that's pornographic. I'm just telling you everything you already know, but I'm putting it down with this sermon so y'all know that you know it. And you'll never stand before the white throne with me and and not be blown plumb away. Not going to be my fault. Brother Branagh says, why did they do it? He says, this is it, so I'm going to preach it. Oh, no, Brother Dale. No, Brother Dale. Okay, he's a liar. Why'd you bother coming to church? Now, these tapes go around the world. I'm not hitting you. You know, flat. I'm just preaching word, period. You are incidental to my ministry. That's exactly the way this work started, or my ministry started. And you know I'm telling you the truth. You're sitting here as my audience. And I'm not here hitting anybody. If you get hit, I hit myself just as hard. I've got just as much trouble as you got. Don't think for one minute. I don't have trouble with messages like this. Because I've got to stand still and say, God, the man isn't fooling. The man isn't lying. He's got to be right. I'm here to help him clinch those nails. Oh, what a perversion, what an age, what a time, how deceitful it is. Oh, all these things and don't know it. Perfectly perverted spirit that's in man. He is veiled by the lust of Satan, and the woman is too. It's a satanic spirit of a great society. Who was a great society president? LBJ? Wasn't he the one to whom somebody came to Lady Bird and said, Lady Bird, how do you feel about this, your husband being with so many women? She said, look, girl, let me tell you something. 50% of the world is women. How can I protect him from all of them? The great society led by a womanizer. And he wasn't half as bad as Kennedy. See? But the church doesn't dare say anything because in the church, like poor old Father Greasy over here in Dayton. Oh, listen, don't lose a member. Let the homo come in with his shorts and everything else, and the girlies looking like flusies, which they are, and take communion, Father Greasy, because hallelujah. Shows the Catholic Church what they are. They bring a little bit of wafer while the priest gets the wine. I tell you, if I was a Catholic priest, I'd drink a lot of wine, so I'd get boozed out entirely what's going on in the church. Or maybe it's the case if you can't lick them, join them. There's a lot of that amongst the priests, too. And a whole bunch of them. Let's face it, come on. They don't know, but they're an organization. Women with shorts on belong to an organization. Men dressed like that, it's an organization. I'll give you the abbreviation, BSS, Big Sister Society. So that's what they belong to. Come out here with the Big Sissy Society and those little pants on, little old naughty looking, dirty looking thing. Brother Brand mentioned men's knees. He said, well, you wouldn't get a thrill out of men's knees. Women don't get thrill out of men's knees. They've told you what they look at. You know what I'm talking about. You're not stupid. Men, you may differ with me, but that's the truth. You have been perverted and don't know it. Don't act like a man anymore. Coming so soft, there'll soon be nothing anymore. Men and women, too. They're a society, an organization. Why? John next door wore shorts. Why can't I? Luella wants me to wear them because John wore them next door. Well, if Susie Jane can wear them, so can Martha Jane wear them, or Susie Lou, whatever her name is. See, it's a society. It's an organization. You spiritually belong to it and don't know it. If that's so and we see it, so you're also blinded. You're blinded to those denominations that Satan has twisted you into. It's a perversion of God's original word, his kingdom, his plan for his children. Satan has twisted men and women into these things and they don't know it. They are perverted. Listen, it's the truth. Because if God did not institute whoredom, who did? If God condemned the prostitutes, who commended them? If God condemned the liar, who commended them? If God didn't give birth to a liar and a whoremonger, who did? Perversion. And the perversions come so far that the book is completely true. They're going to pay for their sins. See? Satan twitches a perversion of God's original word, his kingdom, his plan for his children. That's it. The whole thing. Satan has twisted men and women into these things, and they don't know it. They're perverted. No longer a son of God. Bangs hanging down his face and a pair of shorts tromping up and down the street. A son of God? A deacon in the church? A pastor in the pulpit? That isn't any son of God. Prophet said so. Years ago, my wife and I were just about to be married. We had a fellow named Brother Nunn. He was a wonderful Baptist brother. He had come from Chicago, from Moody Bible Institute. He was a precious brother. But he saw the handwriting on the wall. They didn't want him anymore. He was a straight-laced, born-again believer. So they get some jerk in from some part of the country. And the first thing, he and his wife in shorts, riding up and down the street, throwing the Bible out. Everybody's happy now because the preacher said so. I hope to God you're a people. If I say, I'm going to tell you folks something. There ain't nothing to William Branham and all that stuff. The first thing, you'd run gnashing your teeth and grab me, and without benefit, open the door, just throw me right out. And if you did less than that, I think you're just plumb stupid. Yeah. I wonder if there's something I might find here. I'm not good at finding things, so let's just find out if I can find something. Likely I won't be able to find it because I want to find it. Right here, casting down reasonings and every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing to captivity every thought to the meanings of God. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You don't stand still for no junk when you know the truth. Okay, man, where are you going? It's up to you. I don't come into your homes, look under your bed or anything else. What about? You're the leader of the house. I'm only a figurehead up here. I got to run my own house. All right, here's your original word. Satan has blinded people's eyes. All right, now what about the folk who put on a lot of clothes? I'm all for it. But the men and the women put on these stupid little veils up here and call that a covering. And the men with their stupid black hats and invent God. They've added. They took away and they added. Don't talk to me about them. Because they're naked also. You know what? They might as well join the crowd and have fun. Because when you blaspheme, you blaspheme. Well, dear Lord, I didn't really intend to blaspheme. You see, my organization said so-and-so, and I had to go right along. I had to defend my organization. That's right, Lord. And you see now, my clothes were just right, though. That's going to cut ice with God? You blaspheme the Word? Deny the Holy Ghost? But that's going to work? I'm going to tell you something. I don't care if the Amish and the Mennonites put on 14 kinds of clothes. My Bible says the church is wretched, miserable, naked, and blind. All but the Amish. It's a Pentecost. Yeah? I don't know what Bible you're reading. It's got to be the Bible according to the whale that swallowed Jonah, not Jonah. I can tell you that. Maybe the whale has some doctrine. Okay. Call that a son of God? He never came through God's thinking filter. He wouldn't have those women's clothes on. He sure wouldn't. Neither would she have a man's clothes on. It's not the son of God. It's the son of Satan, the daughter of Satan. Hard thing to say. Satan has succeeded in perverting and taking over this world and making it his kingdom that man was put on by a free moral agency to choose for themselves any kind of life they desired. That shows what's in their hearts. Exactly Revelation 3. All right. Your voice. You know what? Your action speaks so loud, it drowns your voice. Let me go to man and say, oh, we're all Christians. We belong to church. And strip teases hanging all over his office? Wouldn't make any difference what he told me. I'd know better. So would you. Let a woman say she's a Christian with short hair. You know better than that. Yes, sir. Let her say she's a Christian wearing pink makeup and shorts and say she's a Christian. You know better than that. The Word of God teaches you better than that. The Word says she can't do it and be a Christian. She's even dishonorable. How is God going to put a dishonorable thing in his kingdom? No, sir, not at all. No, sir. It shows their desire. You can't get a dove to eat with a buzzard. Not at all. A dove doesn't have any gall. He can't eat that old carrion. If he took a bite of it, it would die. And he knows it. But a buzzard can eat almost anything he wants to. He's got plenty of gall. So then you find out that this is the way it is with the world today. The same thing. They're naked, blind, and don't know it. Satan did it by the woman's lust. One, for knowledge, for sex, which she chose by her own choosing. That's the exact sequence, and that's the exact sequence today. Brother Bannon talks about buzzard food. You know what I read the other day? Well, some time ago. This fellow worked with buzzards. And they brought in a little buzzard. I guess it was kind of crippled. And when the buzzard got frightened, you know how he defended himself? He puked all over the guy. And he said it was the rottenness. Why not? The rottenest stench you could ever imagine. And when you go to the church, the preacher pukes all over you. That's his defense. He's a buzzard. And the Bible said the people love the vomit. Every table full. Yeah. Gall, the dove doesn't have a gallbladder. I wonder what kind of a gallbladder the buzzard has. Notice, it was Eve that led Adam into the wrong. It was the woman that took her clothes off before Adam took his off. It's a woman always. It always has been. It's the same way. It's the church that leads the man astray. It's the church seed that leads the man that wants to be a son of God. It is the woman in the church. It's the church that leads the man astray. That's right. He said, I'm going to kill her and her children with death. The second death has already taken place. It's got it because he said, at this end time, the fire comes leaving neither root nor branch. There's nobody here at the end of the great at the great tribulation except the serpent seed. 144,000 are gone. Everybody's gone. You're looking at the picture right now. We're into it. And people don't want to recognize it. Now, if that is so, we are. If that isn't so, we're pretty close, though. How many more years can the earth take it? What happened in Texas? That's just a little bit. What, 33 million gallons out there now? The rest hasn't spilled up? 20 miles long, 10 miles wide? What could have been? That's just the start. Oh, there's money out there. And as long as there's money, they'll lie to you. They told you here in Congress there was no such thing. No, no, before God. No such thing as a plot of land laid aside in Alaska, miles and miles for guys like us. That's your left element, did it? But when they found oil, that changed it. The cat was out of the bag. Now they said, here, America, we need oil, we need oil, we need oil. Aha, let's open up that land up there. So what happened? They send the oil to Japan. Ah, cheaper. You talk about filthy bunch of liars. Brother Branham said, no politician can make a right decision. He might as well have said, no politician can tell the truth. Or ever will. There's no way. They pervert the law. As soon as you get authority in high place, they pervert the law. Nobody can deny that. It's the church that leads the man astray. And that's the enemy. He's got the wrong word. Your enemy is the wrong word. Your brother is the right word. It is the church, see, that leads the man that wants to be a son of God. It's the woman of the church, not the Bible God. The Bible is man. Oh, yes. The Word was made flesh. He was a man. The Bible is man. Yep, the church is woman. It isn't the Bible that leads man astray. It's the church that leads him astray. It's the church that went naked, not the Bible. No, indeed. The Bible tells him he is naked. Ask you a question. In the last church age, where is Jesus? Outside the church, right? Aha, ask you a question. What is the body of Christ? The bride. What is that? That's flesh, right? Then Christ is naked. Who hung him there to crucify him? Church. Then if she claims him as husband, is he going to love her and say, oh, sweet little girl? Remember that twerp that told Brother Branham he was running around with his divorced woman and he had his own wife? But he said, I never touched her. No, he said, and Brother Branham said, I don't accuse you. But it looks wrong. Old Brother Branham, I know it looks wrong. But you see, he said, I had a dream about her. She said, many husbands. But I had a dream, he said. In this dream, he said, my wife had run with another man. And I loved her so much, I took her back. And Brother Bill said, oh, that's mighty sweet. But it's 100% off the scripture. Oh, love, wonderful love. That's off the word of God. Yeah, that love. Prove it. Prove it. What's your sentiment and mine against God's word? Not that I don't want God's nature. Come on, look. You know that's the truth. Okay. Notice. How by sex, desire of sex, she lusted for knowledge to know what was this and how this fruit was good or not, and she did it. Satan said it. She found out it was by her, it was fine. God will take it back someday, though, by a man. It was surrendered by a woman, but it was redeemed by a man, the man Jesus Christ, which is the Word. Remember here. See, that's 24. Remember here not long ago I was teaching you on the seven trumpets, the feast of trumpets and so forth. And I said there is an eight-day festival, so the seventh day would be the last. That would be millennium. But there's an eight-day festival, which is the eighth. There's only 7 days and a week's on. So you're right back to number one, first day. Then after the millennium is over, then there will be an established Eden again. See? You're getting back to where Eden bombed out. All immortal. But the real Eden is after the millennium. God's great kingdom will be taken back because Jesus fought it out with Satan in the Garden of Gethsemane and he won back the Eden which he has gone to prepare in heaven to return again. Behold, I prepare a city. Let not your hearts be troubled. He said when he was on earth, he said, you Jews believe in God. Now I know I've got a bad name, you know, but you believe in God, believe in me also. He was God manifested. Believe also in my Father's house are many mansions, in my Father's economy are many places, palaces. I go and prepare a place. How long is it? How long? 1,500 miles square. Where is it at? He's gone to prepare it. He's a creator. Creates all that. He creates all that gold. The streets are transparent. He is a creator. He is making a place. Over in Revelation 21, he said, I, John, saw the holy city in New Jerusalem, sending God out of heaven. There was no more sea. The first heaven and earth had passed away. Now, Brother Branham said, what was the first heaven? It was the millennium. I don't know what he means. I think he was looking at his notes. He threw an interpolation there. Should read, as far as I can see, it could read like this. There was no more sea, first heaven, first earth that passed away. It'll be renovated. Just like it was baptized by Noah in the days he was preaching, was sanctified by Christ as he sprinkled his blood upon it, and be renovated, take all the germs, everything off. In the renovation, at the end of the fire baptism, will kill every germ. Ha ha! Every sickness. Ha ha! Every disease. Why? Well, why should it? Because, you see, we're impervious. That ain't it. I don't care if you are. Don't try to double against God. The prophet said, no diseases. Burn them up. No this, no, burn them up. Don't ask it. Don't ask. Don't be a woman. Asking. I'm so happy every disease is gone. I don't care if I have a million white blood corpuscles that can overcome every disease. I'm glad the disease is gone. Hallelujah. I'm glad every mosquito's gone. Never come back. That's the way it should be, mosquitoes. They bit me enough. I've been a blood bank and a Red Cross for them for too long. Maybe I should have eaten a pound of garlic. I don't want to eat a pound of garlic here, the lousy mosquitoes. The briar says, I don't need them. I don't want them. They put thorns upon his brow. Why should I have a thorn in the money or any place else? Don't talk to me about that nonsense. Too many people are so mentally skewed up, it's pitiful. Every germ, it'll burst forth a new earth. I saw new heavens and new earth. That's your real Eden coming on the scene. 104, there God would be true with these true attributes, sons and daughters. True attributes, good God. If I'm a true attribute, I wouldn't want any but God wanted. I wouldn't want to be except where God is. Why? Because we're all apart. Hey, listen, I want to tell you what. There's a doctor, and I cut my finger over there in Covington. I should have sued the guy. No, I wouldn't. He did a lousy, rotten job. Maybe he's okay for a hog or something, but not a human being. I'm telling you, I missed that bit of flesh he cut off. He never should have done it. He should have sent me to the hospital and had an expert surgeon sew the inside and the outside. I'd be perfect today. There's a lot of preachers like that idiot doctor, too. Trying to help people's hearts and all, then you send them to hell, taking a part away. Do you think for 1 minute that my body doesn't miss this? And if I'm part of him, that's just what I want. I'm an attribute. Now listen, here's your worship again. There where God will be with his true attributes, sons and daughters. That's a true attribute. Not out here in nature. Oh, that's a lovely plan. God did it. Oh, yes, yes, God did it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Pooey on plants. If I'm not there. How nice is that? Listen, we have this church full of flowers, and one of you dropped dead and was in a casket here. What do those flowers mean to you? Nothing. That's all secondary. The true attributes of God are his sons and daughters. We come from his life. We are a part of him. Where he can fellowship with them in holiness and with their eyes blinded to any sin. There will be no more sin from there on. Let us strive hard. Don't be deceived in this day, but strive to enter at the gate. For all that will be left out will be whoremongers and lusters. Whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her commits adultery with her. What if she takes her clothes off and the man gets a peek? Little boys raised in a home where women take their clothes off, run around with their shorts and bras and stuff, their G-strings. Why didn't you teach that kid morals? Give him good prayer. That's the way the church is. And withal, outside will be ill-famed women, ill-famed men, and so forth, and only those who are redeemed. And in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter into that gate. So strive, friends. Don't be deceived in this last day. There is a great time. Everybody's got money. Everybody can do it. Everybody do that. Money flowing this way, that way. Still to see us. See lots of cars, airplanes, everything. No, it won't be there. Not one car. Not one airplane. It'll all be different civilization. It will again be a civilization. Not of knowledge. Not of science. But of innocence. Not knowing those things. And not having any need for them. And faith in the living God. Notice again, it will be a civilization, not of knowledge, not of science, but of innocence. And faith in the living God. It will take the place of a sense knowledge. Let us strive to enter in that. For that is my whole purpose, to enter in that city someday. And just look back. Come along with me. See every one of you marching when we sing, the saints go marching in. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Let us pray. And he prays in there. Down there, he says in the bottom, oh, I'm going to miss some of the prayer because I want to finish this tonight. 1 minute, say God. Oh, great. Oh, God, help us to be pure in the sight of you, Lord, no matter what man thinks about us, what other people say, Lord. Let our conversations be holy. Now, listen. Let it be seasoned with God's word. How am I going to get my talk right? How am I going to get myself lined up here? With the word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart. I might not sin against thee. Let it be in front, that's in front of your eyes. Let it be wristlets upon your wrists. Let it be people talking the word. And God listens to a group of people at the end time, the bride. And I say, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. Now that's fine. But they're not praying. They're talking to each other. Oh, I'll get criticism this today. Well, they don't believe me any place hardly except with a dump like this. Few in Germany. few in the country places. But most people don't pay any attention to what I'm trying to tell you. Tell you something. When did their hearts burn on the road to Emmaus? When he spoke the word.
Amen.
You want burning hearts? You want to get on fire? Fire for the man that's on the outside that you recognize his presence? Fire to have a conversation with him? What conversation? Giving back to the husband what the husband gives the wife? What does the wife prepare the husband? Well, I think I'll go down to Tim Huang's restaurant here. Eat at the Peking. Well, I think I like Mark Pies better. Or some Thai restaurant. Well, I prefer Italian today. She said, come on, John, let's go out and take you down there to the restaurant. That's where I'm going to feed you. She doesn't say that. She puts on the table what he gives to her. They sit down and eat it. Yeah. Good wife's a good cook. There's no one in the bride that's not a good cook. If you're in the bride, you'll be a good cook. You get back to God when he gave you to cook with. Let it be seasoned with God's word. That's so, now notice, so seasonable. Well, bless God, I'm a Methodist. My father brought me up right. I prayed at my grandfather's knee, my mother's knee, this, that. I don't care what you did. So I'm supposed to be impressed? You've got to be nuts. I prayed at my mother's knee. And I did better than you. I memorized, well, I didn't really. Because it was too hard to memorize the prayer she taught us. So I bluffed my way through. While the rest prayed, I was the youngest one in the family, and I got away with it. Her prayer wasn't worth two bits. She had faith, and some things happened, but God was good. And he honored her. At that time, he could. He could wink at ignorance. But it's not ignorance anymore. It's documented. Now they're lying about it. I don't. That makes me happy. You know, I don't like it, but it makes me happy because he said, look up. And I say, praise the Lord. Seasonable. Meek in due season. Lord, that there be no guile found in us. How are we going to get up? You know, I get you in a mindset. I'm militant. I'm hard. I'm harsh. I drive. Good thing you don't. It's my job, not yours. He said, Brother Vail, then, you got any guile in you? I've only got guile if I'm trying to club you with the word of God being a hypocrite. I've only got guile if I'm trying to take you and make you something for myself. I got news. I can get out of here tomorrow morning, leave you sitting right here. Don't ever try to pin on me what you can pin on somebody else or think you can. It doesn't work that way with me. I can be hard as flint because I've got a God that doesn't change. I'm not depending on Lee Vail. It didn't work to begin. It won't work now. There'll be no guileless, no chicanery, no duplicity, nothing like that. While we plead, in all our mistakes, that the blood of Christ will stand between us and God. How's it going to do? It won't if you're not a child of God. It's only for the children's limited atonement. He'll look down through the blood of Christ. When will he? When you take the word. He just tells you here. He tells you the blood is based on the word because he introduces the word before he introduces the blood, letting you know with that word you've got the blood. Simple as ABC. May not one sit here tonight that heard the message. May not one be lost from the least child, the oldest person. May their only desire be to for God and his word and so on and so on. May we live for the coming Lord if it be possible. And he goes right on there. He said, and may we do everything that's in our power with love and understanding. Understanding that God is searching the world today, finding every lost sheep. The righteous will not perish the wicked. May we talk to them with seasoned prayers of love and the word of God. What season? Word in due season. How can you ask God to respect what he doesn't respect? Then that's that meanness question. Let me ask this. How should we respect what God doesn't respect? Abraham, he just kneeled in. Now, Lord, he said, I hate to, knowing you're God, I just hate to do this, but is it possible that there's 50 righteous people? Wouldn't you spare the city? Oh, he said, no sweat. 20th century Lee Vale, using the word of God. No problem. Sure. He got down to 10. And Abraham thought he'd done real good. And God said, listen, Abe, I can tell you something, Abe boy. The righteous will never die with the wicked. Not one. I said, if you'd have just asked me short, I could have given law a straight answer without you playing around the edges. The prophet gave us straight answers. And everyone has played around the edges, ring around the roads, keep pocket full of posy. That's the black plague, they fall down dead. Don't fool with these things, brother, sister. AIDS is coming on the scene. It's here. It shows what it is. Listen, Satan's Eden, built upon lust due to women, as so-called the world, with their advertisements on there. We advertise and want boys to come with jam on their faces and pretty girls with their shorts on. Who's going to get in the jam? Ask me that. Radio, television, filth, Guam, Hollywood, sexy, dirty, filthy, dress women. Dresses, filthy dress women. Men being perverted, taking women's apparel, cutting their hair like women, women like men. Oh, God, what a horrible hour. Reveal to us what we're doing wrong, Lord, so we can ask and take the blood and cleanse us. Reveal what's wrong. You told us what's wrong. Perversion. Off the word. Satan's Eden. There's a lady who sings beautifully. Wife of a great Pentecostal oneness. They wouldn't be Brother Branham for nothing. She sings a song called Harvest Time. She's going to stand in judgment with her own song, with her beautiful voice. Whose fan is in his hand, thoroughly purge his floor. He did it. He did it. And she's still crying her song, I suppose. I don't know. I never listen anymore. Perversion. It's come full circle, brother, sister, full circle. The cup of the beast, all his children got to be here somewhere. And all the children of God. The ark door being closed. And I'm going to tell you, there wasn't any elephant with 5 feet coming up that gangplank. There wasn't any peacock, or shall I say crow, with peacock feathers in his tail. And there ain't no one with high heel slippers, spike heels, going to walk that narrow line. The prophet said so. He said, Brother Vail, how can you let be with the prophet suddenly switch to what people wear because it signifies exactly what's in the heart. I never said it. Brother Branham said it. I could stand here, hypocrite. Preach your clothesline religion, not believe one thing Brother Branham said because I wanted to take advantage of you. I have a hard time with clothes too. In the sense I'm talking about, it seems many times insignificant. It's like a woman one day said very brassily, and she became a great brethren preacher. I forget her name now. But she said, listen, I'll dress like Martha when you dress like George. Oh, lovely. Wasn't that the sweetest name of her, Jean? Brilliant. She's got a lot of degrees. Smart man. That's the smartest thing Jean ever heard. That sure get in heaven, wouldn't it, son? What a clever bon mot. A woman in the pulpit. I'll dress like Martha when you dress like George. Let's rise and be dismissed. It's time we dress like Jesus, put on his garments, put on his word. That'll take away the gunk and the gum and the stuff that Brother Branham said deserves to go. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the privilege again coming together to get your word, Lord, at the end time. Maybe be a little bit fast here at the end. But I think, Lord, we believe we covered it right down the line. We absolutely see Satan's Eden. And by the grace of God, Lord, and that's the only thing we're going to talk about in our prayers, your grace, Father, that this end-time message with an end-time prophet, with an end-time revelation, which is vindicated with an end-time God, because you said I'm Omega. Standing right here now, naked as to our own selves, we haven't got a thing to cover us, Lord, and we don't want it. We just want your word. We want this garment that you gave the church, Lord, and put upon us the word, the waters of separation by the word, to be once more completely revealed in his pristine beauty by the blessed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the living God in our midst. And we can stand here, Lord, and go fully clothed, veiled by the Holy Spirit to the tree of life, to immortality. Lord, you know what? It sounds just like on the road to Emmaus. Could it be? It was and it is. Lord, we may not have come to the place of your presence yet, where we see you as those men saw you, hearts burning, completely changed. And Father, somebody's going to. And I pray tonight, Lord, you'll take everything from any of us here that keeps us. If there's any bombast, any boasting, anything, Lord, that you wouldn't want in us. And Lord, we don't want it either. So help us tonight, Lord. Cleanse us anew by the washing of water by the word, O God. Our garments really truly white. Not a whisper of guile amongst us, Lord. Bringing in prayer, Lord, your word to you, the word in due season, the seasonable prayer, the seasonable conversation with the seasonable people. Everything in the due season. Father, may we from this time on have an eye so single to your glory and a mindset so straight to your word that that's all that matters. Everything else becomes oblivious. Eve once more in the presence of Satan, and who cares? It's not interesting. It's so utterly foreign. Who'd want it? The sons and daughters of God saying to the creature, out of the way. We control you. Don't try to fool with us. Taking their position authoritatively by the word that's been given us. Lord, we've been separated. The prophet said that was Matthew 24 was all about. One taken, one left. We're separated by your word. Separated to be separated in the rapture. We believe that. Somebody is. We want to lay claim tonight, O God. And we want to do it, Lord, by your Spirit doing in us what the prophet said. When the bride knew who she was, knowing her mate, knowing her position, knowing the hour, knowing the mysteries. One mind to it all, that mind being yours. She's going to get out of here. Lord, somebody's going to go. And I pray to be all of us tonight. Forgive us where we're wrong. Any thought that's been misinterpreted by me or by the people from me. I pray not only forgive, but to wash it out and put everything just right. Because we want to be right. Cleanse our heart of everything, Lord, but a good spirit, a just spirit, true spirit, no guile, no hypocrisy, just right. And each and every one, Lord, that we may know that somehow we're going on together. Help us tonight, Father. And we'll give you the glory as never before. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be all power and honor and glory through Jesus Christ, our Savior, world without end. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Take the name of